Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining me today, the Friends part of Anita, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Hey, I've got friends in the studio today. Olivia, who's usually here with me, but Nicole, all the way from Los Angeles, California, is sitting in the studio with me today too. And we're talking about millennials and their travel preferences and kind of how they make their decisions around travel. It's really kind of a generational show because I'm throwing a little bit of my generation too, which is the baby boomers, a little bit about how we like to travel as well. But we're talking about this because it's really interesting that the travel industry is really focusing a lot on the trends around millennial travel. So let's jump back in because we were answering some questions, at least you guys were answering some questions. I was asking all the questions, but let's talk a little bit about connecting or disconnecting, because I know for baby boomers in the past it has been, I think it may be shifting a little bit too, just because there's so many ways to stay connected now. But I think for my generation, we were kind of brought up to go on vacation to disconnect. You're going to relax. You're going for, you know, that getaway, probably is where that word came from, is because you're going to get away from all of the stresses and day-to-day kind of things that you were involved in your regular day-to-day life. So for millennials, is it all about connecting, or what is your preference? Are you wanting to stay connected with your iPads and with your cell phones or your smartphones? So what's the difference with you guys? Or is it the same? Olivia?
I think, you know, since we are very involved with social media, I think part of that is saying, I was here, I did this, you know, and it's not always about showing off. It's more like commemorating something. And you feel kind of affirmed through proving that you did this thing and you went to this place. So I think we do want to connect. And maybe it's a generational thing too. Maybe, you know, in previous generations, you have a once in a lifetime vacation. Mm. You have this, you know, goal that you work towards and you go there and you disconnect and you relax. But for us, I think we're trying to see how we can squeeze in as many trips or experiences as we can, given our resources. So we're kind of, I guess you could say we're being opportunistic in that way.
Oh, that's very interesting, Nicole.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's like a very great way of putting it, because it's not so much like you're not working forever to like save to go on this like magical trip. You're like, okay, every year I must go somewhere. And when I go, I want people to know that I went and I need to remember that I went. So I'm going to document it. And being connected isn't like being on your phone and posting things doesn't necessarily feel like a stressful connection, you know? It's like you want to disconnect from everything work-related. You're like, I'm not answering your work emails. So even though I can hear them coming in on my phone, I'm not looking at them. But so you want to disconnect in that sense, but the idea of not posting a picture is almost kind of like it's expected. Like if you don't post something on your Instagram, people are like, oh, well.
Did it really happen?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
So is it Instagram, Facebook? How are you doing the posting to kind of commemorate as well as share with other people? Because it sounds also too like for the millennials, it's an expectation that you would share. So they're wanting to see. Where with, I think my generation, we feel a little bit shy about doing that because we don't want it to seem as though we're boasting or bragging about going somewhere. So it seems like there's a little bit of difference there too.
Yes, it's usually like, okay, it's everything. It's like, okay, this is my line of pina colada glasses. Let me take a picture of them. Or, you know, or like, this is my like hand in this part of the ocean. Let me take a picture. You know,
for the aesthetic.
Exactly. It's a picture of everything.
Everything. Document everything.
Everything.
That's my foot walking along the sandy beach.
Yeah. So it's definitely Instagram, I think, mostly for me. Yeah.
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Especially now that they've kind of adapted, you know, the Snapchat format, so you can post, you know, quick videos as well. So it's all in one.
So what about Instagram Live and things like that? Are you doing that type sharing? Instagram Live, Facebook Live?
I never do, but I definitely have friends who do, and it's kind of funny to me because I feel like the millennials are an interesting generation, because those of us who are on the older side of it, we sort of like came into the technology age, or it's like the younger side of the generation grew up with it. Oh. So it's very much like for all my friends, we're in our like mid-30s. So everyone's kind of like, oh, Instagram, Facebook, I can do that. But then some of the newer apps that have come out, it's like, wait, what is that? How does that app work? I've never heard of that.
What does that even mean? You know, so it's definitely an interesting skew across the millennial generation.
What about for you, Olivia?
Yeah, I think our generation, you know, I've seen this talked about before. Things change so quickly. You know, the technology of the, you know, what you had to have at a certain age, that changed so quickly too. Like, I definitely grew up, I had VHS, then DVD, then digital. You know, I grew up before cell phones, but then cell phones came and we had to have a cell phone. So everything changes so quickly. So you kind of just try to hold on to, you know, whatever was relevant for you and your friends in that, you know, 3-year gap. And then whatever happens afterwards, you try to keep up, but, you know, you kind of give up.
But it seems like, though, you guys really try and keep up much more than my generation, the baby boomers. I mean, we are on Facebook now, and it's my understanding that Facebook now kind of belongs more to the baby boomers.
Yes.
That the millennials have moved on.
Yeah, Nicole, like, we'll let them have Facebook.
Yeah, they can have Facebook.
They figured out Facebook, so.
They figured it out, finally. Oh, my goodness. They figured it out. Ring the bells for that. But for you guys, because I remember when Facebook first started, Nicole and I had a conversation about it. I was like, what is this Facebook thing that you're putting out these pictures on the internet?
Yeah, you tease me because you're like, why don't you like my pictures on Facebook? I'm just like, okay.
I'm not on Facebook.
Right. My 16-year-old brother, Generation Z, I guess, he's after Facebook. Like, he'll never have a Facebook.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because my husband, Doc Beal, does some mentoring of high school students. And I remember a high school student saying to me that, why would I go on Facebook?
Like, what is that?
I was like, Facebook. That is very, very interesting. But travel and technology, it sounds like, though, that you all feel as though those two things are just intertwined, that there's no separation between the two.
Yeah, I think so. Because like we were saying, a lot of it, you're booking things through apps, so you're always kind of on the go. And I feel like there's a degree to which, like, I don't plan a trip as much as I probably should. Because I'm like, oh, I can just figure that out when I'm there because I'll just go on this app. And
right, because there'll be an app for that, for your figuring it out. That's pretty interesting, too, because I don't necessarily think of apps. I think that I need to go to the internet to look up a site that's on there. So maybe that's a boomer thing. But now tell me this, what about traveling with friends, without friends? I know from the work I do in the travel journalism kind of arena of things with meeting bloggers and things out there, that a lot of them love to travel solo. They're just ready to grab that backpack and go. They want to see the world, see different things. Like you all mentioned, you're ready to go see everything that you've kind of had on your list or you've always heard about. Now you want to go see it. And they're just ready to go. If they have a friend that can come along, great. If not, they're off. So what's your take on it?
I feel like I definitely feel the urge very often to just go by myself. Like, I don't feel the need, I don't think, to have someone go with me. I want someone to go with me. So there's like someone in the pictures with me. So it's not just me taking pictures of things and
your hand in the water.
Exactly. It's like maybe I just need to get a selfie stick and that'll take care of it. But no, I like being able to share it with someone, but I definitely don't feel like I need someone to travel with. I do feel like I can just go if mom will be okay with me just going on my own.
That's a head shake.
Yes, mom's actually in the studio and she's shaking her head saying no. But this is all very, very interesting. And Olivia, I want to hear your take on that as well. But we need to stop and take a break here because the show is moving so quickly with all this millennial talk. Are you guys causing that? Are you guys doing some millennial kind of something to make the show go fast?
Maybe. That's about right. Yeah.
Let's move. Let's keep it going. Gotta keep going. But this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And the show today is about millennials, but it's also a little bit about just generational travel. So if you guys have some thoughts and things like that, please go to our Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, and leave a comment for us because we'd love to hear your thoughts about it, maybe even some of your experiences with it. If you're a boomer, maybe you have kids that are millennials, so love to hear kind of your take on things as well. And when we come back, we will continue talking about the millennials and their sort of trending and how they're influencing travel these days. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, back in a moment.
When she was just a girl, she expected